All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode, the quarantine edition again of the Drunk Words Equal Sober Thoughts podcast.
Hey.
Are you grown man, you there?
Oh yeah. I forgot. y'all like animation.
Nope. Yeah, we like to bring it in right.
Yeah, I mean, I know we not together, but you know, we still need the energy.
Let's try to get this door again. Come on, ready.
Nah, it's too late.
The moment is past.
People got things to do, man. People got things to do.
All right, my bad.
But you know how we start this show? We start this show by introducing everybody that's in the room. You got me, your humble host, brother man from the fifth floor. A.K.A. me. A.K.A. the one and only. A.K.A. the driver. Because I'm driving this ship. Or sailing this ship.
Wow.
I gotta take a shot?
Yeah, you gotta take a shot.
Yeah, yo, damn. Second show in a row.
I thought it was the one and only.
No, you can't drive the ship, yo. It's not how it works.
All right, I'm driving the car then. All right, whatever. I'll take my shot. Next up, we got more about Nathan, a.k.a.
The Nate Gatsby.
A.k.a.
World Dominathan.
A.k.a.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Hey.
I just seen Die Hard all the way through in its entirety for the first time.
What?
Which one?
Yes. The very first one.
Wow. Yo, you behind, yo.
I know.
You that movie like 30 years old.
You want to know a show that I just watched?
It was enjoyable, though. Even though it was old, I had a good time with it.
Y'all want to know a show I just watched for the first time? And y'all should be ashamed of me.
What's that?
Above the Rim.
You just saw... What?
I got to finally watch the whole thing.
I still ain't seen it all the way through.
But that's the thing, is it really worthwhile? My man was shadow hooping. why are you shadow hooping?
Yo, come on, yo. Y'all black car about to give you vote.
Well, my other black cinema 101 I got, but Above the Rim I just never could really get into, but you know, it is.
We might have to do
an
episode on that, because we could go on and on about some black cinema.
Oh, yeah, black car revolt. Uh-huh.
So we are missing Average Jimmy tonight, a.k.a. Niecy, a.k.a. You know, all the drunk one, all that good stuff. So we miss him. Gone but not forgotten. We'll see you next time. And then we got Grown Mans, a.k.a.
The Overweight Lover,
a.k.a.
Big Daddy,
a.k.a.
El Husky One.
I think that's a shot worthy.
Yeah, you're gonna have to take a shot on that one. Go back to the drawing board.
Shot worthy. So you know how we start the show? We start the show with a shot, so we're gonna do a virtual shot for everybody. So tonight, before we get started, everybody okay?
Yeah.
How y'all living over there?
Hanging in. You know, trying to make the most of every single day, but not get too ahead of myself and ready to be back outside.
Hey, okay. Grandma, you good?
Yeah, I think I'm over being in house now. Yeah, I got through the AP exam today, so
congratulations.
I feel a lot better now. So
it felt like you was taking it.
Hell yeah, I was stressed out. I was probably more stressed than the kids was.
Damn.
So we're gonna do things a little bit different today, gentlemen. Because I think it's something that's going on in this world that we need to talk about right away, so we can kind of get our opinions across, and so we can kind of talk to the people and make sure that they understand how serious the situation is. So from what I know is that a young man earlier this year was actually gunned down by two white men. His name is Ahmaud Arbery. Am I correct on that? Everybody good on that?
Mm-hmm.
His name is Ahmaud Arbery. He was, this is what was reported, that he was jogging in a neighborhood. Two white men, one was a former cop, retired cop, and then his son felt that he was a suspect in burglaries that was going on in the neighborhood. When they seen him jogging on the street, they proceeded to follow him and drive up to him. They got into an altercation where the son had a shotgun, and they ended up shooting and killing him. Am I story right? Am I summing it up good enough? Am I missing anything?
Nah, that's pretty. That's
yeah.
Pretty
much what it. I know.
I want. I just
want
to make
right
sure
to
that what's being reported is what I'm saying also, so people can kind of get the full scope of what's going on. Now, when I heard this story, I heard this story earlier this week, and I actually got emotional, because just thinking about the situation, you know what I mean? Thinking about the situation that, if the situation is as is reported, if somebody is walking down the street, you're getting approached by somebody that you have no reason to follow their orders or anything like that, you resist, and it's a death sentence. The second thing what really got to me is that these people wasn't even arrested or charged at that time, because they said that this guy they was trying to do a citizen's arrest on this man. And even though I don't know if there was a crime committed, the worst part about the situation is me kind of thinking about this situation. When the police goes to that parent's house and says that your son is dead, he was killed by two men because he was suspected of burglarizing the house. When in their mind, they know what type of the son they had, right? And now you are saying that my son did this, and you can't even prove it, and it's okay because this is what they're saying, and that might not even be the case, just because he's a black man. It hurt me to my heart. I just can't imagine somebody, if that happened to me, and somebody going to my mom and saying that, yeah, your son might have burglarized a house today, and he was killed because of it. And they know my character, and they know I would never do anything like that. But now the stigma is that that's what happened, because this is what you're saying. I don't think that's okay. How you guys feeling about what happened?
Yeah, definitely not okay at all. Especially kind of how you were setting it up. It literally could have been any of us. We all would have fit the description for supposedly with like what they were saying. The actual person who was burglarizing homes would have looked like, and that's really what gets to me is it could have been any of us. Especially like, I'm trying to get fresh air and stuff just to get out the house now. So I completely see like what was going on. It literally, when I was running the other day, I was just looking at other like black men that I was seeing jogging, doing whatever, and like people I don't even know, and give them the head nod, dap them up, whatever. And it was like none of us said anything, but we all, I think, was thinking the same thing. I know, it's been hot, the hottest thing in the news right now, and it's just not okay. And I wish I was more outraged, but I'm just not surprised for like how things have gone in recent years.
Right, and I think that, and I'm glad you put that on there, because I think I'm kind of numb to it also, is that I was not surprised, but I think the point that really hit me, and it hit me hard, was just the fact that understanding the what are the series of events after that, of like I said, of communicating with your parents and what story that their your parents are hearing about what just happened, and it's just it's heartbreaking to me. What you got, grown man?
I mean, even like you said, Nate, just going out, in my neighborhood, if you cut through a path, you end up in like Dickeyville. And Dickeyville is kind of, predominantly white area, historically kind of been that area. So just the other day, I was walking through there, I was going down to the waterfalls, and they were looking at me like you would have thought I set off the alarm, the neighborhood alarm. Like literally after every house I passed, once I got past the first guy house, he was on the porch. He waved, and I was like, yo, he pressed the alarm. Because literally every house that I passed, the person came out of their house and was like standing on their porch, or act like they was going to the dumpster or to the trash can or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, yo, I don't want nothing you have. Like, none of the stuff that you have is not, I don't want none of this. So like literally in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, now I'm gonna walk down the middle of the street. So can't nobody say I was close to nobody's car.
That's my pet peeve. I hate when people walk in the
Yeah.
street.
Like me too, but I don't normally like walking in the street. But in that particular situation, it was like, all right, let me get the hell out of Dickeyville. And the crazy part is, I grew up in this neighborhood, so it's not even like that. I'm foreign to it. I knew the way where I was going. I knew exactly where I was going, how I was going to get there, and but it just came out to be that type of situation. Now, I'm not really. I am concerned about it deeply, but it didn't shock me for some reason. And I think that ultimately came down to, this is something that's been happening for a while now, and there's not nothing new to us. So it's just like, damn, like who's next, almost in a sense. And it's crazy because it's like, yo, I mean, you got Trayvon Martin can't even go to the damn store, get some Skittles and iced tea. You got, you know, this situation here, guy running, jogging, for personal fitness. You have the guy who was killed sitting on the sofa, eating ice cream, watching TV. You know, I mean, shit, what else?
Like,
what
Rice. Else is going to happen? Yeah, playing with a BB gun or a fake
and
gun.
And how many times growing up did we run around playing cops and robbers?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Countless. Shit like that. And it's just like,
and I believe that's, you know, is that an open carry state that Tamir Rice died in too? I think it was.
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, even just the other day, like, they had a video I just saw on Facebook, maybe like yesterday or today. It was a guy, light skinned guy, like driving, and police pulled him over, shot him up, but they didn't realize, and they was talking shit, but they didn't realize that they was on Facebook Live, so the whole thing got recorded. It's like you hear them in the background talking shit. So it's like, yo, it's like, when is enough enough? Like, you know, when is it going to be an opportunity to really, like, you know, police the police, almost, in a sense? Like, you can't tell me every one of these people have been wrong.
No.
Like, that's supposed to have been, like, what you call it up in New York, Eric Gardner. I mean, selling loose ones or CDs. Like CDs, or something like that. Yeah. And, yo, he's dead over selling a CD, which is a ticket offense. That's a desk appearance. But you L them out, which is against your policy, because the NYPD has a policy against chokeholds. That's against your policy, so you violate your own policy, and you kill this man over a fucking CD.
Yeah, I just remember being a kid. Now, I grew up in a neighborhood where it was predominantly black, but we neighbored another community that was pretty much all white, right? As kids, you know, you want to explore a little bit, so you'll get on your bikes and you'll start riding to different neighborhoods. I just remember driving to this predominantly white neighborhood and a truck with a man in there cursing and saying, get the half out of our neighborhood, chased us in their cars. I remember that as a kid, you know what I mean? And mind you, we go to school with their kids.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We do the different things. And the scariest thing to me is that, you know, and something that I didn't think of until probably this last half year, and it's crazy that it just got to me now, is there's a lot of this covert racism, that this stuff that you know, you don't really think about how many people have this instinctual racism in them that actually do. You know what I mean? The people that you may befriend, people that you may, you know, just be around, different things like that. How much of them secretly have this hate towards, you know, black people? Or just this dislike, or these stereotypes, or these prejudices against black people, and you don't even know it. You don't even know it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you got a lot of people, like, yo, and that's what, and a lot of people laugh at it, and they're like, yo, this guy's crazy. But I was watching something the other day, and I was like, you know what? With Trump, you got to respect him, in a way. And I say this because
I've been saying that more and more often, yeah, too.
It's scary to think it out loud, but I know where you're going.
Yeah, it's like, at least you know where that motherfucker stand at. You understand? Like, he don't give a fuck about nobody but himself. And whether it's women, black people, whoever it may be, that motherfucker don't care about nobody but himself. And that's just the reality of it. And so a person like that, you know, you can take that because you know
how to carry it.
You already know what it's going to be.
Yep.
But it's the motherfuckers that's behind the scenes that you got to be really worried about. You know what I mean?
Like,
it's the
people. Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, or people that, like, you know, people that's in positions of power. Like, that's the problem. Who you really gotta be concerned about, like, all these judges and shit. And that's what people don't get, like, you know, on a federal level especially. Like, you know, Trump is putting in his people, and they are going to be there long after he's gone, because their appointments are for life terms. So what you're saying is, you're setting up the next group that's coming behind us to have to deal with the same bullshit that he set in the first place. So that's the real issues that, you know, that's happening. And but at least with a motherfucker like that, you know where he stands. You know what I mean? And you know how to deal with him.
So what do you guys think is going to be the outcome of it? Because the two men, it took, since February, so February, March, April, May, 3 months for them to be arrested, right? They just got arrested.
What do and you think? Know why they got arrested.
Yeah, because of the public. Yeah, people found public. Out. We found out.
Once, because you figured they already had all this information. It was once we got the information and started looking into videos and looking into what actually happened and calling and doing all the petitions, all the social media stuff. It's like, it shouldn't have taken all of that. Like, it was wrong. Like, absolutely just plain not. And simple.
Absolutely. Well,
even the sheriff or the deputy of that town, like, you know, he's under scrutiny for that.
DA.
Because literally,
the DA blocked it.
Yeah, because they put the video. Here's the crazy part. This is how you know motherfuckers ain't right. Yeah, their homeboy who filmed it put the video out thinking that he's going to get his friends off. Like, literally, they had a, like, they were here, I think Yo was on an interview not too, maybe a couple of days ago, a day ago, and he literally said, yo, I just put the video because I didn't want my friends to be in trouble. But it's like, nigga, you got, yeah. They on tape, like, shooting, like, what? But, yeah. but that's the reality that is happening across this country. Like, you know, we live in a very liberal kind of area. But yo, some of these places around here, yo, this shit, it ain't the way you think it's gonna be. Like, especially in some of them backwoods ass towns, like, it ain't.
That's segueing right into what I need to ask you guys next is, what do you think is gonna happen? What do you think is the outcome? And I'm going to go last because I might have something different, but I'm interested in your opinion.
I don't think either one of them going to jail, unfortunately.
Okay. I would be surprised if they actually got convicted. If anything, I think they may plead down.
Yeah.
To a lesser charge.
I think they're going to be completely exonerated from all charges. And the reason, I'm going to give you my reason why.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that this is right. I'm not saying that they're right. But just the fact is that what we mess up is that the laws are protecting them right now.
Right.
They were in Georgia, right? So, one, they have noticed, they do have footage of Ahmaud going into this vacant house.
Mm-hmm.
And in Georgia law, that constitutes as burglary because it was not his dwelling and he went inside without permission. Now, also, Georgia is a stand your ground law.
That's true.
So, even though, in Georgia, that they do have the ability to do a citizen's arrest.
Mm-hmm.
So, due to the fact that, now, again, I'm not saying this is right or wrong, or I don't know the intention, but I'm just saying what I have learned, that, you know, if they did see him coming out of that house, then they do have the right to do a citizen's arrest. Now, when they do approach him, and even if Ahmaud refuses, and that's what it seems like he did, and if that Ahmaud did engage into them in an altercation, they do have the right to stand their ground and use deadly force because they feel threatened. Even though Ahmaud did not, did not
have a weapon,
like escalate the situation,
or even provoke the situation.
Well, and here's the crazy part too, like, you know, even though it's Florida, but that was the whole thing with Zimmerman, yo.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You know, the whole thing with that issue was, one, he was wrong. Once the 911 operator told him, "Do not engage. Let him keep going, you know, stay in your truck," whatever the case may be, and he engaged, that makes him wrong automatically. But then, you know, they flipped the whole stand your ground thing, whereas though it's like, yo, you was getting your ass whipped by a 16-year-old, you couldn't take the ass whipping because you were like, this nigga's not gonna whip my ass and he's a kid, so then you shoot him.
But that's like, what I'm saying is that this is what I don't understand, because it seems like these laws only work out for white people.
Yes.
And I think there should be no law ever that says that I should be able to kill somebody because I just feel threatened. There has to be a actual reason that you feel like your death is going to happen, i.e. someone breaks into your house with a gun.
Yes.
i.e. someone comes with you with a gun saying, "I'm going to kill you." Then I understand deadly force. But just because someone is getting into a fight with you or altercation or threatens you with no visible evidence that, you know, that he can actually carry that out, hell no, you should not be able to kill somebody. I mean, you cannot come back from that. You cannot come back from death. You can come back from an ass whooping. You can come back and sue and do whatever you got to do, but you cannot come back if you kill somebody. You cannot bring that person back. And you do not know, like I said, you are innocent until proven guilty. No one besides a judge should be able to sentence you to death.
And the crazy part was that, you know, it's 2-on-1. So you mean to tell me that your numbers are already against him, So you can't take the ass whooping, so you gotta shoot him because you're getting your ass whipped. When you started the shit in the beginning, that's the crazy part.
It's a terrible situation, and like I said, I know that I said these things that, you know, and what I said is a fact. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I know for a fact that Ahmaud did not deserve to die that day. But like I said, these laws are made to protect these people who committed this crime, and we need to get together as black people to really understand what we need to do to change these things. And I think the number one change is really trying to fix these and change these laws that are allowing people to, like I said, and I'm going to say it, publicly lynch us because it, you know, they feel like I said, what did they do back in the day, grown men, when they found black people that talked to white women or committed a crime, they lynched them, right?
Yep, in public square.
In public, yep.
I mean, I don't see how far this is from that.
It's not.
It's a sad reality, man. It's a sad world that we live in, that, you know, we supposed to be past the civil rights era in history, but the shit is basically repeating itself. Like, these are civil rights issues. And until we come to the table and realize that, like, so we can't depend on nobody else to fix us, right? We got to do it within ourselves and be the change that we want to see within ourselves. So we have to do certain things, man. But this overall, like, yo, it's just like open season right now on us. It always has been, really. But you notice it kind of dies down for a while. And then now we back in the season where this shit is happening, like, almost every other day. Like, some crazy shit is going on and happening, man. So, you know, he didn't deserve to die at all. Like, nobody, because death is final. And I don't think a lot of people really, truly understand that. Like, death is final. You don't come back from that. You know, and it's just a sad and fucked up time that we live in.
Yes.
You know, that this shit is still happening.
It was a joke that I forget what comedian was that brought up, but just explaining how fucked up the world is for black people, and especially in America. It's just the fact that, you know, a lot of these different minorities, the homosexual community, the women's community, right? They fought their ass off, right, for equal rights, right? Mm-hmm. Black people bust their ass, fought, died, dogs attacked them just for civil rights. Just civil. Yeah. Not equal. Yeah, not equal. You're just
looking for civil.
But civil. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's how fucked up the world is. And it's not just in America, it's all over now. If you hear what's happening over in China right now, that, you know, they are doing so much bad thing to Africans over there in the country of China. It's just a horrible situation where it's not just here, it's all over.
But then here's the flip side of that, right? So they doing us dirty in China, but they over in Africa secretly buying up all the land.
Yep.
And that's a fact, you can look it up. Yeah, it's just crazy, or like the times and shit that we in, man. Like, you know, you would think that there's some shit that you would read about in history books, like years ago, like, you know, this is shit that we dealt with. But now, if you're looking at some of the modern books, these stories that we've lived through right now are starting to appear in these modern books.
What did Malcolm X say? He said, either the ballot or the bullet.
Yeah.
What do y'all think? Yeah, I think we get into it. What do you think we are?
So, like I always said, and it was funny because, like, in my class, so, you know, I teach history. So in my class, you know, the kids asked, it was like, man, you know, so what do you think? Like, what if a race war broke out? I said, we would lose. But, yes. And they looked at me like, what? Like, you,
everything is stacked against us.
Yeah. Like, we would lose. And they looked at me like, what? Like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, why don't we not organize? That's the first thing. And then, because we believe in every man for themselves, which is not how, believe it or not, even though white people talk and they had their issues, but they stick together. Mm-hmm. We typically don't do that for the most part. That's not saying that it's exclusive, but we typically don't necessarily stick together. Then we don't grow our own food. We don't have access to ammunition and guns like the others do. So, you know, we may not win that one. But overall, like, I just think that, yo, we have to really, we got to make our own table. It's time for fight. It's time for leaving that, you know, we need to see that table. No, we got to make our own. Because our oppressor is not going to allow you to get to an equal standing.
No way. anything else before we move on? So let's take another shot for Ahmad. Just because, you know, you should still be here, man. You should be cherishing this moment right now too, man. So let's take a shot. All right. So let's get into our main shebang. I hope everybody appreciated what we was talking about, and if you have any thoughts on that team, and if you don't agree with us, definitely comment us on our page and let us know, and we'll get back to you. Okay. Let's talk about this corona, man. They're talking about reopening stuff. They started reopening stuff in other states. And they said that maybe this week that they'll open some stuff. What do you guys think?
Too soon.
Yeah, definitely too soon. But I do think opening things up in like waves makes the most sense. But right now, I don't know. I don't feel safe.
Do y'all feel like all the stuff that they even lightened up in Maryland, mind you, in Maryland, they said that now you can do recreational activities such as boating, tennis. What, I don't know what else it was. It was something else, but it was saying pretty Caucasian.
Yep, that was the first thing I noticed as well. I was like, oh, so I can't go shoot hoops by myself?
Right.
Like, I mean, that should be an option.
Shot up? Can't get some shots
right
up?
Right.
Well, we always
said, I'm still in the house. I got nothing. I got nothing.
Yeah, but once they said, we because first they opened up the nail salons and shit for, that was for us. The nail salon, barbershops. They know niggas was not going to follow the rules.
Nail salons and barbershops for us technically ain't open.
No. Yeah, I mean, the essential, they say, you know, essential employee, man, right, people are following that bullshit. When niggas said the barbershop was open, I seen a couple barbershops that was like packed. I'm like, yo, y'all niggas is wild. But, yeah, that was for us. Now they said, okay, well, let's open up the boating and shit. We don't want no fucking boats. And so they're like, let's open up that bullshit. The golf course is going to be next. Then once they open that, then I may consider going back outside. But I'm still going to have my mask, though.
Y'all think these masks actually have them? I've been meaning to ask y'all that.
The real ones, yes.
No, okay. Hell no. I mean, I do think it helps with what they're saying. I do think it helps with if you have it, that you avoid.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's lowering the chances of projectiles. But just as of catching it, hell no.
Right, and that's what I've been thinking about as well, because, you know, from all the information that they've been putting out about how long it stays on certain surfaces, all of that, like, we go out there with our clothes on down and say, oh yeah, when you get back, and, you know, take all your clothes off, take a shower immediately, so on and so forth. Like, if it was that serious, I feel like that would have been like, okay, these are the rules if you're gonna go outside. But yet we just out, you know, with a mask on that a lot of people, oh, and niggas don't know how to wear their mask. Have y'all seen this shit? Like, this shit is crazy.
It makes me
I've
so
been seeing
angry.
People wearing fucking beards as a mask. Like, it's just so funny to me.
Like I was tripping the other day. The girl at the store, shorty had on a she had her mask on, but she pulled it down over her nose. And I was like, yo, I'm just looking at her like, yo, you silly. Like, you, like, what's the fucking even point to even have the mask on if you ain't covering your face?
Yeah. No, the funniest thing is when you see people wearing that mask in a car by themselves.
Yes. Well, in a car, period,
who are you
to me, I'd be laughing.
They're like, yo, they're such a dumbass now. Like, yeah. That's stupid. Like, so what I did was I said, okay, well, fine. If we saying it's airborne or whatever, I won't put the window down, but I'll, like, put the air on, I'll put the heat on or something. But just make sure it circulates in the car, like it stays in the car or whatever.
Yeah.
But
got filters and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So I was like, okay, well, that'll be the trade off. I won't put the window down, but I'll put the air on, I'll put the heat on, whatever, because, you know, it's been like 30 different degrees the last 2 days and shit.
To me.
So.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, but, like, yo, people just do the dumbest shit. And then I just think, I don't know, but I've seen some people do some nasty shit too.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I've been out and, like, I saw this guy literally, like, sneeze in his hands. Then he touched the count. I was like, nasty bastard. And I said it loud enough so he can hear me.
Well, I've been hearing so many ways that you can catch this thing. I seen one that said that it comes through the soles of your shoe.
Oh, my God.
Like, you can get through the soles of your shoe.
I can see that, because people are nasty, yo. Like, say, like, somebody had it and they spit on the ground and then you stepped in it.
But through, so like, through the soul, though, like,
nah,
like,
that's outrageous. But like, you know,
that's next level stuff, right?
Yeah, because I saw this video today, like, not too long ago. It was on Facebook, and it was like China reopening, and like the little kid, they was taking him to school. So the mother hands him off to the lady at the gate, She makes him pick up his shoes. He sprays the bottom of his shoes. Then he has to go in and wash his hands. Then somebody else comes to meet him at the next step, takes him to, he gets his temperature checked. Then he goes on to the next thing. He has to walk around, like spin around, and they spraying him.
Yeah, I've seen that stuff too on YouTube.
And it was just like, wow. Like, and then he went into the classroom. So I was like, well, okay, so that's a possibility. But it's just like, it's just weird. Like, people doing random dumb shit. And a lot of motherfuckers is nasty.
Yes.
Like, this is really bringing out, like, yeah.
Mask or no mask, if people don't understand personal hygiene.
At all. And nor the 6 feet thing. But I'm really mad. And I'm taking Average Jimmy's segment for this. But I'm really mad about motherfuckers don't know 6 feet.
Like, they really don't.
You know, I've been in so many stores where niggas got a 6 feet sign and then literally right behind the person 6 feet. Like, nigga, take out a measuring tape and just pull a bitch across the floor. That's all you got
to
do.
What I think is that people are saying that since I have this mask on, I don't have to, you know,
go
by I've seen that too.
I've seen it.
6 feet rule. But yeah, the mask stuff pisses me off. Because again, like I said, people wearing them, but they just moving their mouth, you know, moving it down and stuff like that. And sometimes I even see people that go into the store with the mask and take the joint off. Like, I'm just like, yo.
This lady yesterday did that. I was in Walgreens.
Yeah.
She came in, she took the mask off. Like, she wore it in the door because it was like a security guard at the door.
Yep.
But when she got in the store, she took it off.
Took it right off. I see that. It's scary now. I saw somebody yesterday in a grocery store. She had her mask on and she got a phone call. And she slid her mask to the side and took her call. And, like, one of the employees that worked at the store was like, yo, you gotta, like, wear your mask. And she was like, no, I'm on the phone. I'm like, really? Like, that's your, it's like, not like, oh, like, I forgot something. She was like, no, I'm on the phone. Like, it was a thing. Like she read it somewhere that, oh, if you're on the phone, you cool.
Yeah. Hey, yo, and then you know, our people, yo, we gotta be so fucking defiant, yo. And I'd be like, come on, dog. Like some of the shit, like, I get it, yo. Some of the shit people do is fucked up. I understand that. But, yo, some of the shit is real. I believe in this, that this is real. You know how people was talking about, like, we talked about conspiracy theories before. Look,
I will eat my words. When we first started saying this, I was calling it Big Rona and saying it, you know, it wasn't really that. No, it's that.
Yeah, like this, I believe this is real.
Yeah.
And this is why I believe it's real. Yo, this country is built off of money and capitalism. Yo, when they shut down Vegas and wasn't no gambling going on and all the sports, like, then died off, yo, that's what I said it was real then. Because Vegas never stops. And you talking about millions of dollars a day going through that, and they cut that shit off. Yeah, I say, yeah, this for real.
What y'all think about the sports? They trying to start slowly but surely, start up sports and all that stuff.
I think the NFL may be the last to come back online.
Whoa!
I think NFL gonna be on schedule.
Only reason why I say that is because they are like the most contact sport. If you really think about it, I think the NBA's done for this year. They'll start back in October start.
Don't do that, because these Lakers need to get this chip, man.
Think about it. Even if they do start back up, it's not going to be quality basketball for a while. Niggas out of shape.
Well, I mean, that's why they got the whole plan in place, though, to get people back acclimated to playing with one another and all of that. So,
but they starting to open up practice facilities, but I don't even think that's fair, because I don't feel like if you open up one state that the other states can't do it. That's not fair.
I think, yo, they rushing it too. I think, but literally, I told somebody that before. I was like, yo, June. I think by June everything's going to go back to normal.
Is NASCAR still going on?
No,
I don't see why they can't do that. They can do that.
They shut that down too. But I think I really said it by June, yo. I really think it's gonna go back to normal, and that we gonna be like, the only difference is niggas gonna be walking around with gloves and masks.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
No, I'm giving it 4th of July.
So
tell me you couldn't see Trump coming out giving this crazy speech and being like, and yes, we got it all back together and just in time for the nation's greatest holiday. And then, you know, fireworks and stuff go off in the background. Tell me that don't sound like a movie right there.
So,
and yeah, it does. But I still see, yo, people still gonna die, yo. This is not over.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this shit is crazy. Like, son, too many people have been dying on this shit.
So, some of the scenarios that I heard about sports, like, the NBA is, you know, going right into the playoffs, right, and having bubble cities where, like East Coast will go to Disney World, and they'll just stay in Disney World. Everybody will be tested beforehand, And, like I said, no one has it there. And then they'll play their games without fans. All the teams will go there. They'll play at different, like, staggered times, blah, blah, blah. They'll go to LA somewhere, bubble place, and do that thing. I think that would work out, honestly. I don't see how. I mean, I think that would be probably the best way to do it, just long as all the NBA players adhere to just making sure that you're staying there. But then I think they should, because they're in the playoffs, they should be focused.
Right.
But that's what I think. But it is what it is.
We'll see.
But yeah, man. Hopefully we open it up soon, man. I can't stand it.
Telling you, I'm ready to
But
go
are
back
y'all going right
inside.
out? Are y'all going, like, when the club come out, y'all going?
First wave, I'm letting it get through. I'm giving it
Yeah,
at
no.
least a week, maybe even 2 weeks. I'm gonna
Yeah.
start slowly. Like, I got a whole plan for getting back into
Go ahead, man.
restaurants and
Give
whatnot.
us the
Telling you.
secrets, man.
So,
What's the
all right.
plan?
Here's the plan, right? First week, I'm not doing shit. Second week, I might try, venture out. I'm gonna check out a happy hour or something first, but I'm gonna sit by myself at the bar and make sure I still got 6 feet. And then, I'm gonna see how that goes. I'm gonna,
So
keep
hold on.
tabs
Are
on
you gonna
everything.
drink out the cups?
Oh, see, you brought up a whole other thing I didn't even think of.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm drinking
nobody
liquor,
washes
so
them
that, I mean,
cups.
that gotta help me
They
some
never
kind of
wash them
way.
cups that well. If you know what I mean? I got another question too before we get into that. Now,
Go ahead.
if y'all get y'all, any of y'all have martinis, right? And I
Yeah.
got the salt around the rim or the sugar around the rim. Y'all licking that sugar off? What y'all doing?
No, I don't get mine with that shit on there, 'cause I've seen bars and that ain't the cleanest part of the bar.
It's not.
So
It's
so more about Nathan.
I mean, I'm drinking it.
But
Yeah,
I'm saying, are you licking the sugar off?
I'm not licking the sugar.
Yeah,
See, you're
first of all,
taking it too
pause.
far. You're
Right,
taking it too
pause.
far.
It is a pause moment, because this is what I'm
Do
getting to.
I
Man law, my main law
selectively
is that you
turn
don't.
my glass so I can get a nice sip with some salt or sugar on it? Yes, I do.
So you licking it off?
That's not what I said. I'm licking it off. It's a difference between
Pause.
a sip
You're using your
and
mouth to
not.
get the sugar off.
Oh, that's what
Whoa, we have gone too far.
No, I'm just saying, this is
And
honest
then
questions.
you know I drink margaritas, so margaritas is my main thing that I'm like, yeah, I get salt on the rim and I go around the cup or whatever.
With your finger, or you use it in your mouth? Which one is
Whoa,
it? God damn
whoa,
it, I'm not licking the glass. It's not what's happening. But
I'm
I
just
am being
look.
selective and taking my sip, so because that's how a margarita is supposed to be
Listen,
enjoyed.
I'm just look. I'm not judging anything. I'm just trying to understand. Just trying to understand, my brother. That's all I'm trying to do.
All right, wait till we back
And
outside. I'm gonna remember this,
but
and you're gonna get some type of drink.
but my conclusion is this: that you are using your mouth to get the salt
Whoa.
off the rim.
Whoa.
I mean, how are you getting a sip out of the glass?
I don't. Huh? What? I got
How
a
are you getting
straw, bro.
any type
I
of
got a
sip?
straw,
Oh,
brother.
you get a straw.
I got a straw, my
Yeah.
brother.
And the straws is just okay?
What are you? I'm just saying. Look, I don't got no problem with your mouth on the thing. I'm just trying to figure out how you got the salt off.
Whoa, wait a minute.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying is that I'm just trying to figure that out. It's just something that I was trying to figure out how does men do that without violating man law.
No idea.
All right. Well, next thing, Versus. Did y'all check out Jill Scott and Erykah Badu? Was it the whole
Yes,
vibe?
it did.
No, yeah, I missed it, yo.
Oh, you missed it? It wasn't date night.
Nah, I was babysitting, yo.
Oh man, you gotta tell that story. Maybe that should be your story, because I
I
seen
just tore my
pictures,
house
bro.
up.
That woof.
Yeah, she had a field day in here. She's not allowed to come back right now.
Well, I told my sister has a 2-year-old now, and she comes over quite frequently. And I said, well, once she gets of age, to stop making a mess, I got to buy a whole new couch, because it's everything that could be on my couch is on my couch because of her. So I understand the struggle, my brother. So more about Nathan, you seen it, right? Did you light your
Yes,
candle?
man.
Was you with your wife? And did
Yeah,
you
had my
guys have a
wife
good time?
had the incense lit. We had my backlights for my TV just going. TV wasn't even on, but the backlight was on. So, we had the whole vibes going.
Oh, that's
incense burning.
nice.
Yeah, we had a great time, honestly. It got a little dull in the morning and like in the middle of it, but the beginning and the end was strong. I was like fully tuned in.
They said they had over 1 billion impressions, so some type of logging in, logging back out of 1 billion.
Sheesh.
That's tremendous. Like
Yeah.
I when I seen that, I was like, is this right? But that's crazy. I mean, I didn't think that it would overdue, but I mean, people would have been waiting for these things. Like, you know what I mean? Like Jill Scott hasn't been really like a person that's popping, but everybody loves her. You know what I mean? And everybody has that Jill Scott song where you hear it and it's like it takes you back and it's like, whew. But Jill played this song that was just nasty.
She was nasty.
I don't know
no,
what song that
was,
but I was like, whew.
Watching her facial expressions, I had to look at my wife like, you see that? Yeah, I see it. What's she talking about?
Yo, Jill, she got them skills. Jilly from Philly. And Erykah Badu look like she looks like that.
She's on drugs.
She looks like you'll go in her house and it'll be like, get out. Like, you can't, you won't be able to leave. Like, it's scary. Like, she'll come in and she'll look you in, look directly in the eye, and you'll be like, I live here. I live here now. Right. it's like you'll be trapped in that house. She is kind of scary. Yeah. Girl, man, what you eating over there, bro? We only asked for an hour, bro.
I put some grapes in my drink.
Some
let it marinate.
Oh boy.
Who raised you?
Pulled out the grapes.
Yeah.
Who raised this man?
It's my cup. I can do that.
But yeah, man, it was a good. I liked it. I liked it a lot. So next up, they got Ludacris and Nelly.
That's a funny one.
I felt like I had to go find my headband, bro. Had to go find my headband, all that good stuff.
They gotta save Tip Drill and Pussy Popping for the end.
Oh my god, boy. I didn't even think about that.
I really forgot about
I
that.
I didn't even think about that one. You think they gonna play it?
Yeah, they got to. It's for the culture. You have to play that.
Yeah, they do.
Yo, Pussy Popping on a handstand, nigga, what? That was I saw my first stripper to that song. And I fell in love ever since.
Hey, that's legendary. I mean, so who y'all got? Who y'all got on this one?
Ludacris got hits.
Yeah, Ludacris got hits.
It's getting. I mean,
Nelly got hits too, though.
Yeah, but, I think Ludacris got more longevity with his hits.
Splash Waterfalls, nigga.
Yeah,
classic.
Yeah, it's gonna get real, But I think it's going to be a good battle. I think it should be a really good battle.
Good. It's definitely going
to
be good.
And it's going to be some stuff that you forgot about, too.
Yeah.
Especially with Ludacris, to me. It's going to be some stuff that you'd be like, oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Nelly that you really forget. You'd be like, yo, I forgot he was even on that.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking about his first album and how much hitting gems.
Country Grammar was the
yeah,
shit.
How much hitting gems on that.
Yeah.
That whole album, I mean, that's an album where you can listen through from start to finish and not skip a song.
Yeah, Country Grammar was the shit. And the crazy part is, like, you know how they got that kind of like that dialect and that kind of it sounded like a little bit like auto-tune a little bit,
right?
But them niggas can actually rap for real.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, anytime you can make a nursery rhyme sound like and put some lyrics in there and you don't even know.
Yeah, them niggas can actually rap. And the other Murphy Lee, like, that nigga can actually rap for real.
Yeah,
like, yeah, they for real. I mean, it's going to be a good one, though. I definitely think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I hope Murphy Lee pop up somehow when they do Air Force Ones. Yeah. That shit would be crazy.
Yo.
Yeah. You got to play that. Yeah, he has to play that, too.
Yeah.
You think about who would y'all want to see, though? Like, besides them two, who else would y'all want to see?
I was just thinking about this earlier. Go ahead. I got to come back because it was definitely somebody.
I need to see Dr. Dre, Pharrell.
Yeah, Pharrell.
It's somebody else.
I want to see T.I. and Jeezy.
Ooh.
That would be good. Dang, it was somebody that I was definitely just thinking about earlier that I was just like, man, this would be.
I know who I would love to see. We'll never get it, but
me too. I think we think about the same person. Who you think?
I mean, no, who you think about? I want to see this.
Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z. So
Jay-Z versus
next
who
person
though?
I was gonna say was Kanye.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I think Kanye and Drake should go against each other.
Really?
I think they are the most they are the most even kill of.
No,
that would break the internet.
What? Why? What's your reservation, bro, man?
Here we go.
I wouldn't say that. Kanye kills him in production alone.
No, and that's what I was gonna say as well. If they was to go on a versus, it would have to be strictly like, Kanye, these are the songs you rapped on, here's your songs that you produced.
Yeah,
I mean, he had a run.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fair at all.
Yeah, he was in the Rockefeller age. And right. Rockefeller was the shit. He had a run.
Why won't Meek and Wale go against each other?
They on the same label.
I know, yeah, exactly. But you know they be beefing sometimes. So you know, I think that would be something to kind of see who's the best on MMG.
look, right, they forgot all about what's his name, Staley.
Staley.
Yes, yeah, he's still on that. They forgot all about Joe.
You know, he released the album too. I noticed I ain't bring it up on media. Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying like they the fuck
because he got a bowl hit. Right.
He can actually rap too. Like that's crazy. Yeah. I would like to see Jay, but then I'm thinking about like who would I want to see Jay go against? The only other person would be Nas.
Nas, right. But then you know
where you know what's going to happen.
You already know where we go.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Nas win as soon as he put on Ether.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, and it's going to bring some old shit up. But like they just got.
They all good now, but it would quickly go back.
That Cup niggas may get shot after that.
What about Lil Kim and Foxy Brown?
That would be a good one. Foxy has some hits, and Foxy can rap.
Yeah,
she can rap too. And Kim can rap in her heyday. She can rap.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be. Ooh, that's a good one actually. I would definitely watch that. Shit, I don't know. Whatever female rappers y'all think.
As far as
catalog, Eve, we gotta bring Eve back here too, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
As far as catalog, those are the only. No, I mean MC Light.
Yeah, you can do that.
Queen Latifah.
But who's gonna really check to see that though?
And that's the problem. Like.
Yeah. You got some good female. You got some great female MCs.
Yes,
some females that can out rap niggas.
Yeah, but absolutely.
I don't think. Yeah, nobody's going to check for MC Light versus Queen Latifah. Right. Some of your old hits.
I would love to see Eve in a battle, though.
I would too, because she got some hits, especially Scott Storch when he played her shit the other day.
Yep. Yeah, that did bring back a whole bunch of memories.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, man, I think that's some good stuff, man. So one thing that's not on the list, but what I want to kind of talk about is this Tekashi 6ix9ine. Should I say his name out loud?
I'm going to sleep. I've been trying to avoid anything involving this man.
Well, yeah. I mean, I really didn't want to speak to it, but I feel like we just gotta put our opinions out for the world.
I'm telling you, it's the era that we live in. If this shit was the 90s, that nigga wouldn't. I mean. He wouldn't. Let's just say he wouldn't be walking as freely.
Well, let's kind of fill people in. So Tekashi just came out on the scene in the social media. He's been kind of doing a little bit more trolling, which I thought that he would stop because I thought that was order. But maybe I'm lying. But he has went on IG Live and broke records for like so many views or whatever. Whoever watches IG Live broke the internet. All this good stuff, and I think a lot of those numbers are just because people are just curious, like, what the fuck is this going on right now? And now he's talking, he's saying this is blah blah blah. He's coming at Meek, he's doing all these different things. What is your opinion on this? What do we got to do to kind of get this man out of here?
Yeah, it's the culture that we live in right now. I'm trying to tell you,
are people going to listen to his music? I mean, are people going to support him?
Yes, because we don't buy the music; the others buy it. So they're gonna buy that shit, and that's all. That's it was a machine behind him, yo. Like, and the reason why he still exists right
now. Where is Bobby Shmurda?
Right, it's a machine. It's a machine behind him. So they can still make money off of him. That's why he still exists right now. You think he was in a federal penitentiary and ain't none of them niggas trying to get at him while he's in? Are he in the feds?
So you think he's gonna like how long? What do you think his timeline is?
Until he stopped being hot, then he's safe.
How have anybody heard the new song?
No. I'm not listening to it.
Alright.
I heard about it, but I don't want to support this man in any way. Like literally I see his name pop up on my timeline, I just keep it scrolling. I don't even look at whatever the content is, I just keep going.
I did catch some of the stuff on the videos on the Facebook, but yeah, I'm not trying to support my man. I don't understand how people are supporting him. I never thought he was a good rapper. I don't really understand the whole scheme of things. I do think that he's a troll, and that if that's your thing, that's one thing. But in the whole scheme of things, he doesn't do anything for me. I'm beyond that. I'm tired of living this troll life. I don't get it.
He's a character, yo. And the thing about it is, a lot of these people today can't separate what's fiction and what's real. So he has a platform because you got a lot of niggas out here who don't understand. Like, yo, what he did, first of all, he told on niggas. That's the first thing. Then he told on other motherfuckers that ain't really had nothing to do with who he was sentenced for being charged with. He just told on every motherfucking body. They say, he say, yo, just give me a pen and pad, nigga. I'm going to tell you everything you want to know.
I know. He got me detention again from the fifth grade. I was like, shit.
Like, yo, the nigga
he told on me that I stole an extra juice out of a fifth grade lunch. I said, God damn, I got detention.
Like, he told, like, he was telling on niggas, like, that shit was for fun. Like, they was giving out candy. He was just telling. Like, that shit's disrespectful. It's bad. And, you know, I don't promote the street culture, but I understand.
Like, correct.
You just, like, certain shit. And this nigga was just telling him for the fun of it. He was like, fuck it. I'm going down, taking every motherfucking body with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, yo, to come back home, and niggas fucking with him, I mean, that just tell you what type of environment we are. I just know that if I ever was decided to do deviant behavior, I'm doing that shit by my damn self.
You damn Skippy.
Ain't nobody telling on me.
You damn Skippy. But yeah, man. I think it's time to get enough segments. We're going to go ahead and kick this off with more about Nathan's media moments.
Mm.
Got a soundtrack? Put a
music.
We're recording. Yeah.
They can see us.
They can see us.
Who the hell you talking to?
All y'all.
I'm trying to figure out if there's going to be any music.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Oh, y'all don't got no music?
We can only hear it, basically. Like, see, niggas, see?
Oh, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it on mine.
Okay, all right. That's, well, go ahead, Nate.
So do I just go?
Like, yeah. I literally was waiting for the music. I got you. A.K.A. Mr. Okay. Producer.
Hey, yo, right. That's a hard-ass producer.
You going to bring me in? All right. So,
this is more about Nathan's media moments.
More about Nathan here with the media moments.
Thank you.
All right. You know how we starting with the bump it or dump it. We got four songs. I'm trying to keep it, you know, up to about four now. Do two hip-hop, two R&B songs. We're going to, you know, jump right into it. Let's see how we feeling about this first song. What we doing? We bumming it, we dumping it.
I'm going to dump it.
All right.
I think I heard this on the radio the other day. Or somewhere. Maybe. Oh, no. It was on Music
Well, number
Choice.
One. First of all, where the hell are you listening to the radio?
In my car. I was going to the gas station.
Mm.
I was going to get something to eat.
My bad. But, shit.
Yeah,
haven't listened to actual radio in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, every once in a while, like, turn on and see what the young people are listening to.
You sure you ain't turning 95.9?
Actually, no. I don't like D.L. Hughley's show. And after, I don't like his show. So I don't particularly listen to
I didn't even
to
know
him.
He had a show. All right, but yeah, go what you said. You bumping thing. Or you dumping?
Wow. Nah, I'm going to go ahead and let that go. All
right.
Yeah, that ain't for me.
What was your choice? What was your choice?
I'm dumping it as well. That song's... It's called Status from Nev and Lil Uzi Vert.
Hmm. I heard he has an album coming out.
Who, Nev?
No, Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, you missed it already. It came out.
Oh, okay. Well, exactly my point.
Already. All right, next song up.
Send it out, man, at this song.
right, what are we doing on that? We bumping and we dominant. It's okay. Say what's on your mind.
Because I think I heard somebody that I appreciate on that song, but I think it is, and just off the strength of that, I'm going to say bump.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
That's a no for me as well.
Who was on that?
So that song is called Cold. It's from French Montana and Tory Lanez.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Is that who you thought it was gonna be?
Well, it was either Tory or Chris Breezy.
Okay, don't worry. We get into that in a second here. Don't worry. All right, we got two more. We bumping. Grown man?
Yo, I already see it in his face. Like, when I said bump, he said what?
I may have to listen to it a little bit more, but I'll go ahead and bump it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm bumping that all day, all night. You know, gotta come through for Kehlani. So that's Kehlani. It's called Can I, also featuring Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez is hot in these streets right now.
Yes, I already noticed. Is it my understanding that Tory Lanez and Drake was beefing before? They're not beefing anymore?
Yes, that is correct. They were beefing previously. They all good now. Apparently, you know, they got the whole Toronto connection.
Yeah.
It seems like they're doing fine.
Yeah, you know. He probably slept with his girl.
Probably wouldn't surprise me. Last one. First, let's see what grown man has to say on it. He wasn't ready.
I'll bump it.
Thank you. Bump, because my man, yeah. Chris Breezy.
So, yes, that was Chris Brown. The song is called Go Crazy. It's from Chris Brown and Young Thug. And did y'all know Chris Brown and Young Thug released the mixtape together?
I haven't heard it yet, though. That's the only thing I heard
about. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, what's Slime B?
Yeah, so it's Slime and B. That's the name of the mixtape. I've only listened to a couple of tracks. It's cool.
But that's what I'm saying is that, you know, with this whole quarantine thing, it's just, you know, I usually listen to my music when I'm cruising, and I haven't been able to do that, so I'm behind. But that's good stuff. We got anything else?
Yeah, there's two more albums to even mention. We played a song from Nav. I'm not going to listen to the album, be completely honest with y'all. But he did have an album that came out called Good Intentions. I'm not going to listen to one track other than what I see like pop up. And then the last album that I will mention, and I think everybody should listen to it about 5 times, 6 times, 7 times a day. It Was Good Until It Wasn't from Kehlani. Shit is fire.
What vibe you got on that?
Still a vibe?
Yeah, what type of vibe? Is it a...
It's like she going through some shit, but she also is ready to be like in a serious, nasty ass relationship.
Hey.
So yeah. I'm telling you right now, you listen to it, you can be like, I have to give that a go.
That's what's up. Can we get into what we watching?
Yeah, let's speak on it. Let me know. What y'all checking out right now? What's y'all go-tos?
I've been watching a lot of documentaries. One of the documentaries that really stuck out was The Lost Children, the Atlanta Child Murders.
Oh yeah.
It's on HBO. They have like a couple, like a little docu series of that situation. Yeah. This is new information to me. I apologize if that shouldn't be, but that was something that is a crazy documentary. It gives you all aspects of it. Someone was convicted, but they're not sure if this is actually the actual guy. And it was almost like 30 child murders that happened. I think it was from like 78 to 82 or something like that.
Yeah.
And it just was a crazy documentary. And it was just so weird. And they even interviewed a freaking child molester, a pedophile in the neighborhood that during the interview admitted to having sex with a couple of the kids that were murdered. They actually interviewed him, and he was just like, yeah, you just come to the house. No, not at all. It was like, yeah, they used to come to my house and blah 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 blah. I'm like, is this the nigga? Like, is this him? But it's a very interesting docuseries that I think everybody should look forward to. It goes into every situation, goes into the murders, to racism, to poverty, to all types of situation that impacted these kids that were murdered, and then the government also that was murdered, because at that time it was the first black mayor in America. I think it was in America, maybe. I could be lying, but I think it was the first black mayor that was under a lot of pressure. Because he wanted to make his city look the best as it could be, Atlanta to look as best as it could be, which was a black staple at that time. So check that out, man. That was very good. It was very good.
Gotcha. Grown man, what you been watching?
Of course, Insecure.
Okay, I was about to say, I knew you was about to bring that up. I'm glad you did, because I was going to do it if not.
Yeah, absolutely. But,
bro, man, you all caught up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are we getting into that today?
I mean, we can right now.
A little bit. We give him a little bit. Give him a little something.
Grown man, give us a synopsis of what happened in the last episode.
So last night it got real. Mm-hmm. It was getting ready to go down.
Go to fisticuffs.
Yeah. little action was about to go down. So I think Molly and Issa's situation kind of came to a head last night.
Well, wasn't you ready for it just to be like, oh, they finally got it together. They finally understand each other.
Yeah.
I thought it was when they was doing the wobble. I was like, okay, yeah. The wobble brought everybody together.
That's what I'm saying. You know, a lot of good line dance will bring anybody together.
Yeah. But the thing was, they had to have a conversation. The issues that they were having were deeper than just the, all right, you know, we nod, we shake, it's over and done with. It was deeper issues than that, because the issues have been manifesting over the entire fourth season, for real. And even before the fourth season.
Yeah.
If you look back at their friendship. So it's been manifesting for a while. So last night what we saw was just kind of the explosion of it. Now it didn't get to blows right away, because they said, oh, somebody got a gun, shit just went crazy.
Like, what's your for?
Right. but you know, it really came to a head, and it was like, but I think honestly that was the most authentic look that
they could
have gave for that, because
yes, it was.
I mean, it's real life. Yo, as friends, you know, we're not always gonna see eye to eye, you know, different things that would have happened. But Molly has some issues, yo. She has some issues.
Yes, and that's what I was going to ask next. Whose side are we on? Whose side are we taking on this thing?
I'm
both wrong. In my opinion, they both wrong.
I disagree. I disagree.
Issa was sneak dissing.
Sneak dissing? How? Explain that, though.
Issa was sneak dissing, and...
Okay, prior to the...
Sneak dissing to who, though?
What's the thing? She was sneak dissing Molly
talking about like she her old boo boo.
Telling friend and all that. Then with now, who's the realest in the situation was Kelly, because Kelly ain't getting involved. They both kind of was like, all right, well, we beefing. Kelly's like, oh, fuck that shit. She just kept doing her own thing. Yeah. She ain't getting involved.
Kelly is actually the realest friend out the group when you really think about it. Because all of them, stand, what's the name? Amanda.
Let's give the listeners, and we're going to do a spoiler of what situation that we're talking about. So it seems like Issa and Molly got into it, right? Because Issa needed help, and Molly, Issa needed help with her concert that she was putting on her block party, because her headliner dropped out. Molly had a connection through her boyfriend. Who had connections with some musical people that could have helped Issa out. Issa reached out to Molly to look for the oop. Molly denied it because she said that it could affect her relationship, so she didn't want to do it because, you know, she just didn't want that. She didn't want to be involved. She didn't want her relationship to be involved in that situation. Issa secretly went through her ex-boo that also was mutual friends with Molly's boyfriend and got the oop that she needed, which was no problem, which was actually no problem at all.
And the fact that the man Andrew said he sent an email,
right?
He didn't say, oh, I paid money, I had to do this, I had to do that. He said, yeah, I literally just sent an email, that was it.
That led to
really that simple. Come on now.
That led to Molly getting very upset because, again, she felt betrayed because she felt like her relationship could have been, even though she always went to Issa with like, this might not work out, this might work out, this may not work out, this might work out.
Point of view, I see why she was mad.
I don't. But at the same, I think she's just going too much.
I know why she was mad, but then again, you gotta also look at they women, and no offense, but they carry shit differently.
Oh man, all the women on here, that was grown men. That was grown men.
Grown man speaking.
Listen, they do typically tend to carry shit a little bit different than we do as men. Like, we can argue, but then we fuck around and go get a drink, and niggas is over and done with. With them, they gotta, sometimes they hold on to shit longer. We can say what we gotta say, as long as the shit ain't disrespectful, where you talking about somebody's mother, no shit like that. We can argue it out, niggas go get a drink, the shit is over and done with.
I think Molly is drama. I think
she feeds off the drama, right? Because if you think about, look at her character. Everything that she has been in conflict. She's in conflict with her father. She's in conflict with her men.
Doing the most.
Everybody at her job.
Yeah,
doing the most.
Like, she's in conflict. That's all she does. Yeah,
that's all she knows.
And because she, like, she's not right within herself.
So do we accept that and.
No, see, no. A real friend is going to check you and say, look, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you wilding out, you whatever the case may be. And a true friendship, friendship, you be like, yo, you wilding, nigga. Like, how many times have we had that conversation internally amongst ourselves? Like, yo, what the fuck you doing, yo?
Yeah. That's really what it is. I honestly think Molly is a problem. Because she finds issues with any little thing.
Look for the negative.
Yeah, like always looking for the negative. And I get, like, she has like her, you know, her defenses up or whatever. But Issa literally is trying to, like, Issa went through her like Lawrence time basically, right? Yeah. Where she was going through some shit, she had to work it out. Now she's literally trying to better herself. She made a whole plan. Yeah. She's getting all this shit together for the block party. You, as a friend, you're supposed to be her biggest cheerleader. Like, you're supposed to be behind her, like, supporting her, like, yo, how can I help? Even if you don't have the time, like, do little shit. Like, that's cool.
Like, it's like, even if so, like, right? So, like, for example, you know, more about Nate, he's more into fashion than I am. I think I'm the least fashion person out of the group, right? And not saying I don't like to look nice, but just I don't, that's not my thing. So, even if I don't necessarily agree with the outfit or whatever the case may be, a simple like or a simple yo,
really, that's
where you get that from, or how can I get something, whatever the case may be, that goes a long way versus just trying to, it's like she was hating on the event. She hated on it from the beginning, she hated on through the middle part, and then when the shit actually came up and it went through,
she was shocked.
She couldn't believe it because she let her hate overtake. That's how niggas get killed in the street. It's really motherfuckers get built up with all this hate, and then Because they really just want to be your friend. They really just like you, and they want to be your friend. But because you may have said something that just was a trigger, or did something that you don't even know is a trigger until it's too late, and the nigga really just wanted to be your friend.
Yep,
you're damn Skippy.
So it's an interesting story, though. I think they probably gonna get back together in a couple of episodes.
Yeah, I think it is gonna take at least two episodes.
My thing is why did you people? That Lawrence broke up with Boo Boo and we didn't even get to see the outcome. And you think they're gonna do like a flashback and figure that out or what?
Well, they really kind of broke up at the Friendsgiving.
They
if
did.
If you think about it, like, to me, I took that as the breakup there.
Yeah, like, I mean, I do want to know what happened with the rest of that conversation, because she flat out asked him, if Issa didn't cheat on you, would you still be with Issa? And he was just like, because he know he would have been.
Yeah. Of course. I mean, we know, I think the problem they have a very interesting relationship dynamic. I was actually kind of rooting for Lawrence and Condola. I was really kind of rooting for them a little bit because I felt like that they was actually equals. Because to me, Issa can't dress for shit. I'd be like, God damn, where the fuck did you come up with this shit at? But
this is why you're not the fashionable one.
Exactly. Because I'd be looking at her like, God damn.
Yo, so who on the show can dress to you?
I think Molly be having some nice little fits.
If you see our faces right now.
Sometimes.
And I'm not giving a Jill Scott stink face either. No way.
What's her name? Condola, she was pretty decent.
No, Condola dresses her ass up. Who got the best fashion to me, and this, I don't know if this can come as a surprise to y'all. To me, Andrew be killing the game.
Oh yeah, I mean
Andrew be straight bringing the heat.
He's the reason. Every episode. He's the reason why I want to adopt a Chinese kid.
Look, I'm telling you, this man brings the heat every single episode. Lawrence dressed like he like out of a I don't even know what catalog, but
he's trying to figure it out. He's still trying to figure it out.
This shit is so funny.
You know who's funny to you? Amanda Steele's husband. He's hilarious.
I was just about to bring him up.
He'd be killing. He'd be fresh.
Y'all think something was up with him?
As in what?
I think that nigga like niggas. I've been thinking
like
this
on the show or like in real life.
No, on the show. I think it's gonna come out.
I think he's just living that LA
I'm
life.
I'm telling you.
I don't think he like Tiffany.
No, I think he loves Tiffany. I think they work together. They complement each other, and they know what it is, and they just and that's a perfect situation for them.
Because she kind of blow me sometimes, Joe. I'll be like, she get out of here. Like she be doing too much for me.
I just think it's just how she was raised. Let's move out of this. Let's get into
we talking about Insecure for
another hour. let's get into our next segment, and I don't got an intro ready for you, but let's get into our Chronicles of the Overweight Lover. What's the song? What's the Osley Brothers song?
It's all right. I got you. I'm good. I don't we bypassed the moment already.
No? Can't, you don't got nothing? Nothing?
Yeah, I'm ready, yo. All right, so anyway, you know, I took a little break from Chronicles of the Overweight Lover, but now we back, and I think I'm going to dig in the vault a little bit, and I'm going to, but not too long ago, actually. But I think I'm ready to bring out the Crazy Kim stories.
Uh-oh. CK!
I think I'm ready. So if you've been a loyal listener to our program, you understand that I was involved in a very toxic, very, very toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. And I was able to escape that toxicity, but it was a wild story. So, this is not an attempt to demean anyone's character. However, clearly, Shorty had some issues that she had to work through, and it was not going to happen with me. So, Crazy Kim and I, we had started dealing with each other, and, you know, it was kind of cool in the beginning. But as we continued through our relationship, the craziness just really kicked in and really settled in. So, you know, we had some issues. You know, there was somebody who happened to got locked in the car one night. which is like a lot of wild shit.
What do you mean by that? You say what? Locked in the car?
Normally she's two steps behind me, but that print day she didn't get out the car fast enough, and I locked the door and I kept moving, and didn't realize that she was not with me until I was in the bar and realized that she was still in the car. That's another story for another time. And so it was just a lot of crazy shit that was happening with her. And I finally got to the point where I had had enough. And it was actually around this time last year, around my birthday. And she forgot my birthday. So I said, you know what? That's it. That was the last straw. So that next day, I gave her all the way to 12 midnight. The next day came around, 22nd came around. Still hadn't heard from her. I said, okay, you know what? It's time for you to go. So I pulled a move, and I'm probably not proud of it, but I ghosted her. I did. I blocked her on all social media accounts.
AKA Casper.
I blocked her on all social media accounts. I blocked her on my phone. I what else did I do? And something else I did. So, when she realized that she was blocked, well, actually, no, I'm lying. I'm sorry. It wasn't that night. It was the next day. It was still the 22nd, but it was like during the afternoon, and I just straight ghosted her. So at this point, because she was calling and calling, hadn't heard from me, she shows up at my house. Now, I am chilling in the house. You know, I wasn't really feeling too good that time. So I went, took a shower. I came out to the kitchen, and I got something to drink. Now, I live on the first floor. So when somebody pulls into a parking spot, their lights typically shine in the window. So I was just like, okay, you know, it didn't really pay no mind. It was in the kitchen getting me something to drink. Next thing I know, it's a knock at the door. And it's a very aggressive knock on the door. So I go to the door real quiet. I look out the peephole, and it's Crazy Kim standing there at the door. So she knocks. It starts off real soft. It's a nice even knock, you know, hey, let somebody know I'm here, I'm here. And so I guess she got mad because I wasn't answering. So then she became aggressive. She started banging on the door. So at this point, I take off running back to my room because, mind you, like I said, I just came out, got something to drink, just got out the shower. So I had to get myself dressed. So in the meantime, I called Brother Man. I said, yo, she here. He's laughing like, who's here? So then I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot. Like, she could walk up to, like, my bedroom window because I'm on the first floor. So I ran in my closet, and I closed the closet door.
You're trapped in the closet.
And I'm hiding in the closet. So I'm whispering on the phone. I call Brother Man, like, yo, I need your help. And I'm whispering. He like, what the fuck you whispering for? Like, what's going on? I say, yo, she here. He like, who? I said, Kim, nigga, she here. He like, why are you talking so low? I said, nigga, I'm in the closet.
He was whispering.
Yo, he busts out laughing, like, on the phone. I'm like, no, nigga, this is not a time to laugh. This is a cold blue situation. This is emergency. And this nigga's laughing. I said, yo, it's not funny, yo. Like, I need your help, yo. I need you to come, like, just come over here. He like, what the fuck you want me to do? I said, well, take her, throw her in the woods, something, nigga, I don't know. Like, just get rid of her. So she kept on knocking, 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 knocking. So my neighbor at the time came out and was like, because, you know, he had seen her over here before. So he was just like, you know, hey, look, shorty, like, you know, I guess it's over. Like, you know, he don't want nothing to do with you no more. Like, you might as well just go ahead and leave. So she looks at him like, man, fuck you, whatever, whatever. So he like, look, bitch, that's why he don't want your dumb ass now. So I'm behind the door cracking up laughing. I can't laugh too loud because she going to hear me. She going to know I'm in here. I mean, she banging on the door. Boom, boom, boom. Open the fucking door. You motherfucker, you fat bastard. Boom, 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 boom. That's, they always, you always a fat bastard when they don't want to fuck with you. They mad with you. I wasn't fat 2 weeks ago, but I'm fat today. So she's banging on the fucking door, banging on the door. So long story short, she leaves and she goes away. She called me over the next 2 days.
Now, you forgot one detail, though. What was left on the door?
Oh, that wasn't that night. That was another day.
Oh, wow.
So she comes back over multiple days. So even still at this particular night that's still going on, she finds my sister on Instagram, sends my younger sister a message saying, hey, you know, what's going on with your brother? I haven't heard from him, blah, blah, blah. So my sister immediately calls me. Like, what the fuck did you do to her? Like, why is she calling me? Like, I'm like, you lying. I'm like, she lying. She like, no. She screenshots the message and sends it to me. Like, this is really Crazy Kim in her DM. Like, where's your brother? Like, why he won't answer the phone? All this other shit. Over the next 2 days, she called me 63 times.
God damn.
And it's not even an exaggeration.
Sound like love to me.
She called me 63 times.
Infatuation.
She called me. Once she realized her phone was blocked, she called me from her daughter's phone. She called me from her homegirl's phone. She had her homegirl do a pop-up over here. She left. I went to work that Friday. Like, she had me fucking nervous because she knew my schedule. I come out the building. I'm looking on my fucking shoulder and shit. I got a can of Lysol in my hand, walking to my car.
Oh, my God. What were you going to do with the Lysol?
And she popped the fuck out. I was going to spray the shit out of her ass.
You called her the Rona, yo. She was like, get away.
Like, and I'm talking about, I had the big-ass can of Lysol, too. And, like, look, I'm looking on my shoulder. Because, you know, when you come out the top of my steps, there's a bush right there. I'm like, she probably hiding behind this motherfucking bush. I said, she jumped out. I'm just going to spray her ass. Because I can't hit her. I can't do nothing. So I just got to do what I got to do. I got to spray her dumbass.
He was really scared. So, I ain't going to lie to you. He was...
Hell, yeah. Because she knew my schedule. She knew everything about it. Like, I had to switch it up. I had to leave out earlier. and come back later and shit. And like,
He started parking his car at different places and stuff.
Yeah, like I had to park my car in different places. Mm-hmm. Like I took the, I had the license plate tag when I took that shit off. so she couldn't identify my car. That's the reason why I didn't get tinted windows, because she knew that I had tinted windows in my old car. So that's why.
There's no excuse now, though, bro. Yeah. You're still out there. With it.
So then, on top of it, that was like a Tuesday or Wednesday. On Friday, I get a phone call. I'm on the train. My supervisor and my coworker, we all on the train. We coming back home from work. So I get a phone call from my sister. And the crazy part was, I had just finished telling them the story about what happened. Get a phone call from my sister. Hey, your girl in the complex. I said, what? She said, yeah. And she looked all upset and emotionally distraught. And she's walking out of the complex. Now, you know where I live at. There's only one way in, the driveway. She's walking out that way that you drive in to get out of the complex. You know, she walked 2.5 miles to get here, stayed outside of my house, waited for me to come home from work. But when she realized I wasn't coming, then she left. She wrote me a note and left the note on my door, and then she left. And my sister happened to see her leaving when she was coming home herself. So I read, I kept the note for evidence. Like, even to the point where though I consulted, I had to call Esquire to figure out if, you know, what my legal point of view would be. Because I was like, I got to get rid of this.
Should have got a restraining order, yo.
I considered it. I did. But the problem was, you got to go to court. And then it's not a valid restraining order until she gets served. Then on top of that, you still got to go back to court to make sure that it goes through, and then if they're going to keep it or not.
CK.
So it's a lot of unnecessary shit. So I was looking over my shoulder, like tripping, like, where's this girl going to come from? And then she reappears. But I'm going to leave that story for the next time. But she reappears. So yeah, tune in next week. Part two of the story will be next week. And moral of the story is, don't fuck with crazy bitches. Can't do it.
CK. Oh man, that's something else, bro. I don't even know. Beyond just not jumping into that relationship in the first place, I don't know any way that you could have navigated that any differently.
See, it was my fault. I'm gonna tell you why it was my fault.
Because you ghosted.
Because I not even that. Before we even got there, it was my fault. Because
you told her you loved her.
No.
You did something, yo.
This is what happened. I'm gonna tell you what happened. So we went to high school together. And I caught myself diving in the DM one day. It was around her birthday in March. You know, she was looking real good. She went out and shit.
I know the real reason. I'm not going to say it on air, but I know the real reason.
Yeah, please. Enlighten me after the show.
I'll tell you. You know what I'm about to say.
I think I have an idea, but I don't think you're right. But anyway, so I slid in her DM. And the first time I gave her my number, she never hit me up. So I was like, okay, I should have took that as the sign right then and there that she had some issues, but I didn't. I kept trying to pursue. And then finally, she texted me one day. It was like, hey, this is Kim, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, like, well, it took you long enough. Shit, I gave my number like 2 weeks ago. So she was like, oh, I just had to make sure you was legit. I said, huh? Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah. She said, yeah, this is what she said. Yeah, I had to case search you first and wait to see what came back before I could talk to you.
Do y'all get mad if a woman case search you?
No,
I honestly don't, because I get where they coming from. They want to make sure they safe, but in his situation, it do sound like it was for some other shit.
Yeah, that was weird. But yeah. I've had a woman look me up before. Okay. I mean, I've dated a police officer, so of course she gonna know.
I mean, I don't mind either, but I mean, some people do.
Yeah. I mean, I've looked up a woman before that I had some issues about. I did.
Why you laugh like that?
Like I said before, yo, a battered man.
Like I did, yo. You have not. You never looked up a chick before in case search?
Absolutely.
I've never done it.
I haven't.
My situation is different.
Yeah.
They provoked it because they said, yeah, you know, I looked you up. I didn't see anything, and I know you looked me up too, and I know you seen blah. I'm like, huh? Then I went up on that joint.
You had to get some more info.
And then the crazy part is, if there's legal shit that I don't understand on that, like either I Google it Or I ask Esquire and I have her fill in the gaps. So like, okay, what does this really mean?
So what's the charge that you are okay with your lady at, like a chick that you pursuing having, or and then a charge that you like, whoa.
Can't fuck with no violent offenses. Because basically, like, I've actually met a woman who's killed her boyfriend before.
And she's and like out.
Wait a minute. How exactly did you meet her?
Like, was you writing letters in? He wanted to know chicks that write letters to jail niggas and try to get them to marry him.
No, she
I'll wait for you to get out.
Loafers. I actually met her loafers.
But why is she out of jail? I don't understand.
Right there.
Well, she actually never went to jail. She never went to jail because he used to beat her.
Oh.
And one night he was beating her, and so she had enough, and she stabbed him, and he died.
And you want to get manslaughter for that?
No, because it was in the middle of him beating her. So I guess she got off. She said she never went to jail. I looked it up on K-Search, and it said, nah, it was like charges was dropped. So, yeah. But after that, I ain't fuck with her no more.
What about if it was like a prostitution?
Nah, she for the community.
Yeah. She belong to the streets.
Yeah, you gotta let her go.
What about like just like a simple assault?
Well, I mean, shit, we all have been in a fist fight.
What about a gun charge?
Nah, she ratchet.
What about she Nathan? You got anything?
Ain't nothing that could pop up that I'd be like, oh, okay, cool, that's all good with me.
Hold on, you got a fucking Travis. He was going 55 into 25. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Raised you?
Right? I mean, a gun charger, like, nah, hell no. That means she might fuck around and try to shoot me.
What about just a controlled substance charge?
I mean, everybody smoke a little weed.
I say that's all good with me.
But what if it was not non-marijuana?
Like, you need to go to hell.
Crack.
I'm about to say, if it's anything but weed, yeah, I'm good.
Like, the drugs you doing, I can't support.
Man, y'all, man, ain't about this life, man. Y'all gotta build these women up.
Nah, my hood rat days are over, yo. Like, I'm dating for zip codes now.
Dating for what? Boy. Zip codes.
Zip codes. Yeah, zip codes. So depending on where you live at, determines if you get my time.
Oh shit. Okay.
You live in the hood.
So you looking for them? You looking for them $80 chicks, not them $40 chicks?
Yeah, the $40 they gotta go. Gotta go.
Gotcha.
The $40 don't bring nothing but trouble.
Got you. I got you. Let's wrap this up, though. We grab this up. Grown Man, can everybody about our Instagram?
Oh, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, coming up.
Hold on. Are we going to announce what we're going to do?
I mean, we haven't figured it out.
Yeah. Right. But just know that we got some fire coming for you. Yeah.
Friday. On Friday. The 15th. Was that 15th?
Yes. Friday's the 15th. Yes. We got some fire.
Friday, May 15th. Let's say 8 p.m.
8 p.m. is going down. Our version of Versus.
Oh, you said it. Like, you can't just say it. And then
I didn't say what it was about, though. Like, Jesus, we haven't got that far yet.
Yeah, more info to come.
Yeah, just know it's coming soon.
We got big plans. All right. But yeah, tell them about the IG, though.
Yeah, you got to follow us on our Instagram, drunk_words_thoughts. I'm sorry. So, shit, you made me fuck up. drunk_words_sober_thoughts_.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, follow us. Make sure you and then make sure that you subscribe and
share, all of that.
And also, like, we are available on all streaming sources. So we on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all that good stuff. Anywhere you pretty much want to listen, you can listen. Make sure that you like and subscribe. And if you're feeling good about it, write a review. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's always make us feel good. And if you don't like us, don't do anything. But yeah, make sure you do those things. More about that, you want to talk about the playlist?
Yeah, so go on Apple Music, search Drunk Words, scroll all the way to the bottom. You'll see our logo. Click on any of the playlists you want. Download the playlist. Pick the tracks you like. Whatever you got to do. Enjoy yourself.
Yes. Anything else before we roll out of here?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, everybody say peace. Oh, you got something? Peace. Oh, all right, bye. We'll be right back.